It's time for Wisconsin Life. Reading is a major part of childhood. It transports you to new worlds and helps you explore the far reaches of your wildest imagination. But what makes a good children's book? WPR's Jenny Peek went to an award-winning children's book author and Wisconsin's own Kevin Henkes to find out.
I wanted to find out what makes a great children's book, something young readers keep coming back to. So I asked some kids in my neighborhood.
That it has fun pictures and that the words are big so I can read them.
I like books with cliffhangers because it makes me want to read another one.
I like when the words rhyme and are fun to read.
That was 6-year-old Artemis Galaski, 8-year-old Madeline Carter, and my 6-year-old son, Liam Howell. And they're right. They have to be fun to read. But what makes a book fun? I took that question to one of my family's favorite writers, renowned children's book author Kevin Henkes, who happens to live in Madison. He says it's all about timing.
There is a rhythm, there is a flow, there are beats, particularly with picture books, because I think the goal is that they're going to be read aloud again and again and again. So you want the words to be exactly right. The rhythm of the words is really important. And you know right away when it works and when it doesn't.
If Henke's name doesn't ring a bell, his books likely do. He's behind the beloved mouse books Chrysanthemum, Lily's Purple Plastic Purse, and Wemberly Worried. His picture book, Kitten's First Full Moon, won the Caldecott Medal.
It was Kitten's first full moon. When she saw it, she thought, there's a little bowl of milk in the sky, and she wanted it. So she closed her eyes and stretched her neck and opened her mouth and licked. But Kitten only ended up with a bug on her tongue. Poor Kitten. Still, there was the little bowl of milk, just waiting.
Beyond rhythm, Henkes likes to take young readers through familiar, everyday events.
I am drawn to small domestic stories. I guess I kind of grew up in the school of write what you know, and so I think my books reflect that. But I think even if you take like an ordinary character or what seems like an ordinary setting, if you really examine it with details that are telling, you find out more about life.
Some of those topics include nerves on the first day of school and jealousy when a baby brother arrives. Henkes says he finds inspiration everywhere.
I think writers and artists are observers, so we're always kind of watching. I love like being at an airport and watching people. I love just in the grocery store overhearing bits of dialogue.
The first several books Henkes wrote and illustrated featured realistic humans. He switched to animals like rabbits and mice in the mid-80s. And found it really let him lean into humor.
By drawing mice, I can heighten the humor in a way. So in Julius, the Baby of the World, when Lily screams into Julius's ear or pinches his tail or whatever, if I did the same thing with realistically rendered adults, it might not be funny.
But even in the world of animals, Henkes wants his stories to be realistic. He says he thinks of them as little sitcoms. That means there has to be a problem. The problem escalates and eventually gets solved. Along the way, there are plenty of laughs. And for me, that's kind of what it's all about. My two kids sitting on my lap, laughing together as we end the day with a good book. And that's what Henkes hopes all of his readers get out of his books, too.
I mean, more than anything, I hope that they have a good time. I hope that they enjoy the story. I mean, that's most important. And I love it when books become part of a family's collective life.
WPR's Jenny Peek brought us that story on children's author Kevin Henkes. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton.